Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices, we had December corn Sunday night down 3.5 cents at 4.12 1/4, beef sweet down 3 cents at 5.96, and November beans down 6 cents at 9.99 1/2. Today is Columbus Day, so all federal offices are closed, which means if there was any export sales, we won't know about them until tomorrow. The weekly sales will be delayed until Friday. Export inspections and crop progress, usually out on Monday, will be delayed till tomorrow. Grains were lower overnight. We had some rains in Brazil, Mato Grosso, were up north. Did get some rains, it looks like, in the next 10 days. They get a few more raindrops. Our plains, western plains here in the U.S., particularly the far western plains, get some rains. But it still looks like Nebraska and Kansas are going to stay pretty dry out here. Nebraska did have their first freeze, got down to 30 degrees overnight. It's not going to do any real damage. The crops are ready to go. It's going to kill some weeds and some mosquitoes, and that's about it. We're going to get another freeze warning Tuesday night into Wednesday around northern Illinois. You could see another freeze warning in Nebraska as well. On Friday, the Russians announced that wheat export duty, a 41% increase to $1,951 a ton higher. So that could give the U.S. a little bit of a boost in exports in the long run. The bottom line for the reports on Friday is that we've got big crops out here. We did have some pretty good losses in North Carolina, Ohio, and some other areas, but they were offset by some record yields in places like, you know, central Illinois, a good part of Iowa, but overall, we're looking at big crops. Now, hedge pressure should start to back off in the beans here. We should be, tomorrow night, we should be about 70% harvested on the beans. My guess is 50% harvested on the corn. So we should start to see some of that hedge pressure back off, but we will see some out there for sure. The war in the Middle East continues to heat up, but hasn't exploded yet. Looks like Lebanon sent a missile into Israel, killing civilians and four soldiers. You know, the Israelis are going to retaliate, you know, at their pleasure, but I don't know when that's going to be. I thought it would be either yesterday or today. So far, that hasn't happened, but we'll see. The world doesn't seem too excited about it. We've got crude oil down $1.37 a barrel. Gold's down $7. Silver's down $39. So for the time being, they're not too concerned. But again, that could change in any given second. But overall, you know, I think the pros will sell rallies out here with these big crops looking for still some hedge pressure out here. I think end users will use these breaks in the market to buy more grain that they're going to need. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.